So after this episode, you have to tell me if running away is the best option. How are you doing? Happy New Year and a better one, I pray. Well, strength to those with New Year resolutions and, well, direction to those who don't have any. I mean between, because I need both strength and direction. Okay, so I hope you're sharing this podcast with your friends. I don't want to seem so bad, but I think I give out amazing content that people may actually like. And I don't care about my subscribers, they're not increasing. You should tell me if something is wrong somewhere. That would be so, so kind of you. To be honest, I really can't wait to leave Oshogbo for school. Because I'm going crazy. I'm really, really going crazy. Even though I know COVID-19 will not allow me to play the way I want with my friend, I just want to go back to school. And even if we have to start knocking elbows instead of hugging, I just want to go back to school. Just tell me, okay, we've resumed. Let's go. Let's go, everybody. Let's go to school. I think it's better. And for actually, like, I'm not a really big fan of hugging. Especially when in public and someone calls my name from afar. With their arms out straight, I'm like, not here now. It's always awkward, yeah. It's always awkward when I get to hug them finally. But I'm a bit happy I won't have to do that this time around. So I've been thinking of something. I'm such a young and confused being. That was not bad to my mom's ears. I just can't believe I'll be 19 this year. Like, why is everything so fast? That's not true, Sha. And before I forget, you guys should watch Bridgerton on Netflix. You've probably watched it. I know, I'm a late comer. The movie is about this London culture then where ladies are put on display. That's what I actually see it as. They are put on display during a particular season and they look for suitors up and down and they go to balls and picnics. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm just not good at narrating movies. But check it out if you are a fan of the English ways. It's an interesting series actually. Only season one. So, what was I thinking about? Yeah, I don't know if you're also in my shoes, but okay, the way I do think is based on my beliefs. And what constitutes my beliefs? My immediate environment, the outer one, my social gathering, and all. And there may be times I think I have my own personal beliefs that's not based on anything, but me only. And I think those are my values. So then it comes to a point I have to make a choice that is based on a societal issue. And I see people around me choosing different paths. And those paths are looking right to me. And then my own belief asks me to choose and see how it goes. And then I'm suddenly at crossroads. Social media, like the worst place at getting me to crossroads. That place is crazy. And the way people give unsolicited advice then, sometimes make me question some of my already constructed beliefs. So late December last year, okay, that was last week, sir. I saw some people saying, oh no, there's no need to celebrate New Year. It's just like any other day. And the other half screaming, oh my God, New Year, new me. And then my own belief, the personal and the influence one whisper, another year. Hooray! And I'm forced to make conversations and then boom, everyone starts arguing with their points and they give candid reasons and I'm like, what the hell is going on? My potato head is suddenly void of points and I just start nodding to both sides. Another one is me arguing my mouth out on Christmas Day with my friend Ayomikun. We are namesakes. I guess you didn't know that was my third name. I loved him very, very, very much. Very, very. That's you know, like an alarming other thing. But everyone calls me Aliyah, so okay, we were arguing about the position a woman holds in the house. He asked me just a question. The question was, did I believe doing house chores is a woman's responsibility? Feminist in me started ranting. Who sexist should do that? No, no, no. He said he just wanted me to say yes or no. The boy was so, so calm. Then I said, speaking for the society, yes. But my own belief, the genders must support one another by doing chores. Yeah, feminist alert. Then I got confused after I started mentioning the view of some guys he has come across, his view, somebody else's view, and I'm like, wrap this topic up, and now they do it again. So I told him in conclusion, I couldn't give him just one answer because my belief is different from society's, and I didn't want him to use my answer as a way to judge all men. It's annoying. You know, I felt scattered that day.
I'll give you something to believe in.
I just don't want to lose direction. You know, it's like I'm in between all of this and each just wants me to accept its side. My personal belief chooses, and the next moment I hear something else and I'm like, how did I ever have these previous thoughts? This is better. Then I sit back and become indecisive suddenly. I just can't keep on liking and retweeting different sides of an argument. I should probably stop sitting on bad things now. You heard about men doing DNA tests for their children nowadays. Now, as a female, I got offended initially. Then I read about the horrible stories of men not being the real fathers of their children. And the male in me, did I ever tell you I'm androgynous? I'm not talking about the organs, just qualities. Just qualities, if you know me, Sha. Well, the male in me snaps and says, this has to stop. That DNA test is right. Then I overhear a lady saying, she won't marry such a male. That means he doesn't trust her. My personal belief comes from nowhere and allows me to choose. Trust me, I ran away from that matter like I've never heard about it before.
Run.
My friends would say I'm being nonchalant about issues, when in actual fact, I'm avoiding these things. These kind of thoughts, like, they are so silly. It makes me sound so vulnerable. And I run away from a lot of matters because there are so many controversial issues in the world today. So share your thoughts on this. Am I going crazy? Or I have people on this stream with me. Let's ride together. Now, don't forget to subscribe and interact with me. Just stay safe, my dear listener. Have a good life. And also follow me on Twitter, @Zane_Leah. And Instagram too. I need my engagement. Okay, signing out. Real, real. Bye bye. Where you gonna be at?